VWA, mobile.
4 VWA and 4 MMW mobile.
Okay. How you doing, buddy? Are you back out there in the hoofing it for a living land?
Yeah. I went to the doctor this morning and got those stitches taken out. Then I was hung in quarantine for 10 days all last week from my wife getting the COVID.
Oh, well, hopefully she was one of those people that just got a light dose of it. How is she?
She had the sinus infection thing. It went over to MD360 and they pulled that test on her and says, hey, you gotta go home and quarantine. If anybody's with you, you gotta quarantine them too. So I got stuck. So today's my first day out driving around. And matter of fact, you and I might cross each other because I'm headed in your direction, but I'm not quite gonna make that little right-hand turn that we normally do to head to your house.
Not a right-hand turn, bud. Where are you talking? I see you. Hey, we just passed each other. Well, where are you headed, boy?
One of the guys used to work over there at Honeywell. Right before you get to that turnoff up there where you veer off to the right, was that 357, 358, it kind of bears off to the right, something like that. He's right before that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen, we got a lot to talk about. Are you going to try to come to lunch tomorrow?
I'm glad you reminded me. I forgot about it. Yeah, as far as I know, I'll sure try.
Well, so you're symptom-free and you stayed away from... You had a vacation from your wife for a few days?
Not the vacation part of it, but we did tolerate each other for those 10 days, and she's doing well.
Well, good. And you didn't get sick?
Not yet.
Wow. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, a couple of things, bud. I'm glad your foot's doing okay. Are you still gimping on it a little bit?
Limp for probably another week or so. Still got a little soreness in it. Got rid of that boot that I had to wear. That's the reason I can drive now. It's real flat. It's like a board on the bottom of your foot, about 3/4 inch thick.
Oh, I've had one of those before, and they're miserable.
Always tell where I was at in the house. They call me the clunker.
Yep. Those things are a nuisance, but they do their job. Listen, I've ordered some stuff, and I'm probably going to be back in the air flying. There's a slight chance it could happen this coming weekend, Saturday. And I joined that Campobello Flyers up there. And it looks, now David Watson says that pond is, you know, too small for doing a drag boat run on. How long is the drag boat length?
Drag boats there, round and round boats. We make 6 laps after the clock starts us.
Okay, I thought you were doing drag boats too. Now, that little pond up there, you can do sailboats on it, you can do power boats on it, but I don't think you'd ever get one of your boats wound up all the way full speed on it. It's like a 3/4 acre lake.
Wound up, but I'd have to back out right quick because that's not quite enough straightaway run on it. Your lake up there is, you know, more closer to it.
Yeah, the little lake I'm talking about would be just about 3/4 of that little lake. So you could come up there and do some testing and that kind of thing. But, yeah, I'm going to be back in the air again, bud. And what else was I going to tell you?
We'll go ahead and hang up, and then you'll think about it. One of those deals. You have to let me know what day you might go, and I'll see where I'm at. Well, I think you said Saturday. It's kind of Saturday. I got to move a desk over to Traveler's Rest, so part of the day I'll be wound up with that.
Need to go putting a whole bunch of weight on that foot now.
Foot. It'll let you know real quick.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yep. But, I'm going to be back in the air, and, now, hey, do you remember that comet antenna I've got, or had?
Yeah. I thought it was still in the air. Is that the vertical?
Yeah, the comet was a vertical. Craft. What's the name of that thing? Craft, tell me what the name of it is there. It's a Craft D4. Anyhow, that's what I got up on top of my tower now, but I sold Dave that, Comet, 250 of mine at Vertical, and he did all of his research on it. He seemed glad to get it at the price I gave it to him for.
That'll work. If he doesn't have any antennas at all, that'd be a good starter. But I think he's eventually going to be putting up probably a dipole of some sort, I bet.
You remember that crank-up tower that I had up there?
That is, ma'am.
He's got it, and he's going to go ahead and get it put up, and he says he's going to have it up by about the middle of March, so... he's going to mount it back here at the back corner of his house so he can run his feed line into the basement and broadcast from down there. So, anyhow, he ought to be in pretty good shape.
He needs to go ahead and start digging today.
He's got some trees back there. Well, shoot, I'm getting a phone call, bud. Let me tag you back in a little bit.
All right, I'm just about to where I'm going, so we'll talk further. Maybe when I get through up here and start back down the road, I'll give you a buzz. Take care. KN4VWA, N4MFW Mobile.
All right, 73, Jimmy, KN4VWA, I'm clear.